then no problem, people.
In Orlando, call Newman Crane and Associates Insurance.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 89 and a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight's low 75 and a continued 60% chance of rain. Tuesday has a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, 86 for the high. And on Wednesday, a high of 88 and a 30% chance of rain. It's Good News Naturally with Tom Sokoloff, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
Are you living with joint, neck, or back pain? Are you looking for treatment without pain pills or surgery? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne is going back to basics. The Back Center offers a comprehensive approach to healing your spine that combines diet, exercise, chiropractic care, physical therapy, and pain management to improve your overall health. Call now, 321-723-7716. That's 321-723-7716, and get back to basics.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee, host of Sita and Friends on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Each week on Sita and Friends, I talk with some of the most fascinating people in the area on a variety of topics. So make a date to talk to me, Sita Begee, on Sita and Friends, Mondays following the noon news here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. To talk to Lillian, call in now at area code 321-631-1300. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Good morning, everyone. It's so nice we could meet each other on the air on this beautiful, guess what day it is? Money Monday ever. The best Money Monday ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place to go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to promote healing, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. Please go to whenyouneedafriend.com. That's how we get connected. That's check out my sponsors and, you know, become a subscriber. And when you become a subscriber, oh, by the way, people have been asking me, how do I become a subscriber? So let me share with you. When you go to, for the first time, to whenyouneedafriend.com, there will be a pop-up screen. And on there, you can enter your email address. Wait for the email. You're going to get an email to confirm. That's the first step, is to enter your email. The second step is to confirm the email, and then you'll get an email from me welcoming you to the website, and we'll also give you access to my Mind, Body, Spirit positive affirmation audio link. And we're going to be talking about this positive affirmation, how important it is to keep your thoughts positive and just allow yourself to look at the good side of things, because if you dwell on the negative, you will promote more negative in your life. What you want is the positive, right? So the starting off your day, or also ending your evening listening to positive affirmations, will change your life. So if you're struggling, if you're dealing with things that keep you focused on the negative, perhaps maybe you can retrain your brain and listen to my positive affirmation Mind, Body, Spirit audio link. And on Wednesday, we're going to talk a little bit about that with Dr. Bruce Lipton. And I'm really excited about it, because I listen to it in the morning, but I think I'm going to start listening to it in the evening, right before you go to bed, because that's when you reprogram your unconscious mind. So that's a little tip from Dr. Bruce Lipton, and I hope that you'll be able to listen and enjoy some of these shows that are designed to empower us to feel like we are victims no more. And also, you can like me on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show, and that way we can stay connected 24/7. I've been getting some emails and I love them. I return every single one. So if you haven't received an email from me, please resend your email. We've been having some intermittent issues. We just can't figure it out. But if you can just keep at it, because I promise you, I will do it. And so just reach out to me if you have not heard from me in a week, because I'll usually return in 2 days or so. Now, I'm always talking about responsibility. It is so important that we be responsible with our emotions, that we be responsible with the way we think. But you know what? Some of the things that are very, very important in life are the way we view money and how we deal with our money. We have to be responsible about our money. And as you hear the background music, Jerry, you're so good. My producer, Jerry Durney, who... Today we had some words to say with one each other. He kept saying, I'm throwing him in the bus. So I don't know what bus he's talking about, because I love
it. It's not going to work.
It's the love bus. It's the love bus, Jerry Durney.
Oh, it's the love bus that's keep getting back over me. Gotcha.
And Jerry Durney is the best producer ever. And he is always on cue. So thank you for that, Jerry.
It's not going to work.
I can't bitter him up or sweet talk him. I don't know what's up with that, Jerry. But I know he loves me and I love him. That's all that matters. Right, Jerry?
Yeah, that's the ticket.
I love him. Anyway, so today we're talking about Monday. Today is the best Money Monday ever. And, you know, it is so important that we take our knowledge and we share it with others. Whatever it is that we're going through at the beginning of our journey, dealing it with somebody who's at the end of their journey is just so much better. So as I always say, that I believe that it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge. And here, and Dan Henn, he's a CPA in Rockledge, is here to do just that. Welcome back to Money Monday.
Well, thank you for having me again.
I am just so thrilled, because not only are you a sponsor of the Lynn McDermott Show, and you're a wonderful CPA, you're also writing for the Florida Today. So you are such a well-rounded individual. So welcome back.
Correct. Yeah. I actually found out I enjoy writing. It's been a great thing.
Isn't it? You know, I do that. I journal. It's been a while since I've had the time to journal, but I'm going to make the time to do that, because you make the time for the things that you love. And so writing is so important. What has that created in you as you're writing?
Well, things I've been learning, you know, it learned about myself. Actually, when I was in high school, I hated writing. It was just not something that I did. But because I'm writing about something that I enjoy doing and enjoy talking with people about,
yeah.
I guess I found that I have a passion for that when I write. I mean, I've always had those secret desires of wanting to write a nice science fiction book or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm very descriptive from, that's a little too much detail with that type of writing.
Well, that's what you have a good editor for. You know, it's really important, because I used to love to write. And as a child, I've always journaled. I didn't know it was called journaling at the time, but I've always journaled, and I have books and books. Just recently in this move that we just did, my husband and I told you last time you were here that I am in the process. We want to be debt free. So we've done some dramatic, drastic things to bring down our debt, and so that we can just be debt free for the rest of our lives. Just rake in the save. I'd rather have a big savings account than a big home. Basically, that's where I'm at right now. And as I'm packing, I'm looking at all my journals that I've kept for such a long time. And I said to my husband, should I burn them? Should I throw them away? Should I, you know? No, he said, keep them. So I have them, you know, who knows? Maybe that'll be my book someday. All the stuff in my life that I've wanted to share openly, but I just share it with myself and the I am within me. And so anyway, they're in a box in my storage facility that I'm paying for. I know. I need to get rid of that storage facility, right?
Well, that would be the next step, yes. A giant garage sale would probably help.
Well, I did a giant garage sale, and I still had a giant garage to give away. So I had like 5 garage sales worth of things, one that I sold and the other one that I gave away. So
it's amazing the stuff that we keep when over time.
I'm telling you.
And you don't realize it until you have to move.
I'm still dealing with it. But it's been all good. It's been a great lesson. I think I'll write a book about moving. But tell us a little bit about yourself. I've really grown to appreciate you and respect the work you do. Share a little bit with my listening friends what your mission in life is and how you came about to become a CPA.
Well, I've been doing what I've been doing for over 20 years. I've mm-hmm. been a CPA for about 16 of that.
Yeah.
And it was, again, my dad kind of got me along this path, you know, or suggested of being an accountant or a stockbroker, and mm-hmm. I decided to go into accounting mm-hmm. and worked my way through the, you know, getting through the school, graduated again from University of South Florida. Mm-hmm. And when I got my degree, I ended up getting a job in a small, working for an enrolled agent. Mm-hmm. She was an enrolled agent by virtue of having left the IRS. Mm-hmm. You automatically become an enrolled agent.
Okay.
That's one of the ways.
An enrolled agent?
An enrolled agent is basically, it's kind of a CPA, but you're really only doing tax stuff. It's a test that's administered by the IRS.
Uh-huh.
And then they have CPE, that continuing education, that they have to keep up with as
Got
well.
It.
So that's where I started myself as well. I ended up taking the exam. That was the first thing I did, having worked for an enrolled agent.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I went to work for a CPA firm and mm-hmm. found that I wanted to become a CPA. So
you really did like it. Not only did your father plant the seed, but you really did enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah. I found that I enjoyed, and I've just strictly been with the tax side of things. I've worked in other CPA firms where they do the accounting auditing, where they do the public auditing, you know, for SEC companies. And, that, you know, I've never really touched that side of the ball, mm-hmm. I usually say. You know, I'm always kind of on the, I don't know, I guess you could say on the defensive side of things and just trying to help protect people so that they know what they need to do.
Sure.
And so I've really enjoyed doing that over this course of time. So, you know, became a CPA, and then the more I've gotten into it in the last little over 4.5 years now, I've been on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, before then, I've always found that I enjoy working with people and helping people and yeah. trying to help them with, you know, usually the necessary evil, I call is the tax preparation, getting the tax return done. That has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what goes into that. That is where I like to work with people, whether it's tax consulting, you know, do they want to buy or lease a car? Should they be keeping certain documentation? You know, just how they handle various transactions throughout the year that might be unique and different. You know, I had a pharmacist that came to me that she was asking me what she should she wanted to look at creating what is it called, a compound that mm-hmm. She was wanting to do something that I guess makeup wise kind of a thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a cosmetic thing, but
yeah.
she was talking about having cosmetic surgery.
Okay.
That would you know, just so that she can experience it, and it was supposed to be some kind of compound that's supposed to help people who have gone through plastic surgery.
Oh, okay.
And so it's one of those things, unless you experience it yourself, you
sure.
don't know what people are going to go through.
Hey, I always say you don't have to have a degree. You just have to have an experience sometimes. And, you know, you come from a place of knowing.
Right. So we've been talking about it, and I've, you know, asked around and done some research and found that, you know, this is one of those reasons where there could be a business purpose for her to have this cosmetic surgery so that she could use this compound so that she knows what people are experiencing for people who come to her in doing this.
So if I decide to have cosmetic procedure, I can say it's for the show.
Well, that, you know,
I'll give my body to science.
You know, that's where you say that you have the face for radio or face. Yeah. So
I have the face for radio.
Right. Right.
Yes.
So, so I don't know that that would be necessary, but maybe if you're
Hold on
TV,
you guys called?
What was that? What was that, Jerry?
You guys called? What do you need?
What do you mean?
That was a joke.
I think he's saying he's got the face for radio.
Smart guy over here. Yo.
Well, so, Jerry, you know what, Jerry? You know why I didn't get that joke? Because I believe you're a handsome man.
You're still trying to overcorrect for earlier.
I am not trying to overcorrect. I believe you're ladies, he is eligible, he is single, he is handsome, and he's brilliant. And he has a great sense of humor. Very sarcastic, but great sense of humor. Oh, he's not going to come back with anything now? Okay, so keep going.
Hang on. So anyway,
I'll get back to you.
It's those types of things that, you know, that I look at and like to help people with certain situations. I mean, there's some people that just come out with some outside the box type of stuff.
Hey, it's creative.
Right.
You know?
No, and that's fine. It's just, you know, again, I had somebody else talk to me about, well, what if they bought a boat or a jet ski or something of that nature and they took their customers or clients out over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, like we had just had a Labor Day holiday and that would be a good time to take somebody out or go fishing.
Okay. Is that a good deduction?
And those are doable things, but there are some things you need to make sure that you're doing that you're, I mean, the biggest thing I usually tell people, it comes down to documentation.
Okay.
You know, you've got to document why you're doing this trip, why, you know, and don't get greedy. You know, it's like, you know, if there are certain things that are truly personal in nature, you know, don't deduct it. You know, taking a trip for a conference, and you know, you bring your family with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if your wife is involved in the business, then yes, you could probably take her airfare. You could take the hotel while you're at the conference. But if you're going to do extra days to sightsee in the area that you're going to be, well, then you know, that's probably, you know, going a little too far if you're trying to deduct hotel and other things associated with that.
Got it.
So, you know, it's just, and again, you know, keeping the receipts, documenting on those receipts, the things that are important. So those are the types of things that I love, you know, to help with people. And then, you know, I try to do things where we do it in a very supportive and non-judgmental way.
Sure.
Which then brings to certain things that people do things in life that, you know, they just wish they hadn't.
Okay.
And sometimes they have a tax consequence.
Uh-huh.
Like sometimes when people come to me and, in fact, I just had somebody come to me last week and said they want to buy this house. They really want to buy this house.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to pay cash for it. And they had some various sources that they could. Some are taxable, some are not.
Okay.
And of course, the bulk of the money is like in an IRA or some other retirement account where there could be a tax consequence. And it's like, you know, if you can, maybe you get the loan to start with, and there were some circumstances that maybe over the next couple of years, you know, it's an older couple, so they can start taking some money out little bits at a time to start paying down the loan in bigger chunks, as opposed to taking $200,000, and it throws you two or three tax brackets, and then you end up paying that much more for it.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they're not in the spot where they would have a penalty.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've had too many people, especially, you know, when we started with the downturn in the economy, that they'd go and take $50,000 or $100,000 out of their IRA.
Yeah.
And
puts you in
a
higher tax bracket.
Right.
Because it's considered income.
And then, yes, it's taxable income. It's ordinary income. So then you get socked because you're under 59.5 with a 10% penalty.
Yeah.
And so that just adds insult to injury, because most people say, oh, well, they took the taxes. And it's like, no, they took the withholding. They took some taxes. That doesn't mean they took the taxes that are going to equal the tax that you would pay on that extra income.
Yeah.
I had somebody who took over $200,000. And when you take that kind of, take that kind of money, and it throws you extra tax brackets, then it's, you know, it just ends up that they end up owing a lot of money.
Well, speaking of owing a lot of money, because, you know, last time we were together, we talked about the importance of the IRS and how important it is to file our taxes, no matter how much money we're making. And so we thought, you know, this would be a great topic for our show next time, because there's a lot of people that are getting letters from the IRS. And I know the IRS has a lot of issues that we've uncovered through the media or that we've learned about just recently. And, you know, is there a time where we don't have to file a tax return?
Yeah, generally if you're below the filing threshold. So
what is that?
For this past year, for 2013 tax returns, it was $10,000. So that's the standard deduction of $3,900 and the personal exemption. Excuse me, it's the opposite. Standard deduction of $6,100 and the personal exemption of $3,900. Married filing joint, it's double that. So it'd be $20,000.
So if I make $20,000 and I'm married, I do not have to file a tax return?
Yes. I would say in general, yes. There would be certain circumstances where I'd still suggest it, where if you had like a stock portfolio and you may have sold $60,000 worth of stock, but you might have had a $1,000 gain.
Mm-hmm.
The problem ends up being is the way the IRS sees that is that $60,000 of income in their eyes. They don't know the basis. They don't when they do their calculations, they will send you a notice saying that, in fact, I just had somebody who had something similar to that, that, you know, they owed $20,000, you know, mm-hmm. when you add penalties and interest on it on a tax return from 2012.
Uh-huh.
So in that instance, I would probably, if you had a bunch of stock sales and even though you're under the threshold otherwise, I would just say you're better off filing a tax return.
Even if it's low.
But if your income, you know, if you've got like collectively $15,000 of IRA income and your Social Security and a little bit of interest or dividends, and you're below that $20,000 threshold for married filing joint, mm-hmm. then yeah, I'd probably say that you don't need to worry about. The only other instance would be is if you had federal withholding taken on any of that.
See, I didn't know that. I really thought that anyone who worked, anyone who had a job, needed to file a tax return.
Well, in general, most people would, just because they usually have federal withholding taken out. So even if you didn't owe a tax, you still want to get at least that back.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on the income threshold, I mean, if you're working, it's a little different too, because you know, if you're below a certain threshold and you have children, then you could also qualify for the earned income credit, which is kind of a welfare for tax purposes.
Okay.
That, you know, that's extra money that you get back. I've seen people. I had one time I did a couple from church. They had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
He made about $30,000, and she didn't work. She stayed at home with the kids. And after doing their return for mm-hmm. this year,
mm-hmm.
they ended up having about a $9,000 refund, of which
wow.
I think maybe $3,000 of it was his federal withholding. So when you figure in the child tax credit plus the earned income credit,
wow.
that was his refund. So, you know, in that type of an instance, you know, that's one of those things where you would want to.
And for those of you who want a $9,000 tax credit return, you're welcome to call 321-684-7800. That's Dan Henn. You know, it's interesting that we think that we can do it ourselves, but sometimes, you know, paying somebody, an expert to do this, can get us, you know, the money back that we need to have. Because so that's money. I didn't even think that you can get $9,000 back when you are making $30,000.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that a lot of people, if TurboTax is a great tool, the Tax Act, whatever they call that, you know, is a good tool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only as good as the information you give it. So
sure.
It's one of those garbage in, garbage out. And I've seen many a time where people have to come to me the year after they did a return, and there's some special circumstance or whatever that they're coming to see me. And then when I look at last year's return, uh-huh. it turns out that I could get them anywhere from usually $200 or more up to $1,000 in general of extra refund, because there's deductions that they didn't take or that the program didn't give them. So
you are an archaeological digger.
Yes.
So you look at facts and you try to get deeper and deeper and deeper until you discover the money.
It's the CSI of tax stuff is trying to put the clues together sometimes.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, though, those turbo taxes or whatever those or maybe even an individual that you go for a seasonal tax person that does that – perhaps maybe they're not digging enough, or maybe they've misinterpreted, and then you get that dreaded letter from the IRS. So Dan, let's talk about that when we return. We're going to continue this conversation. Yeah. So our teacher today is Dan Henn. He's a CPA in Rockledge, and I want to encourage you to go to cparockledge.com and get to know Dan as your CPA. We'll continue our conversation when we return. We'll be right back.
If we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
We know we sang it to me, sang it to me.
When you're gone, and I'll be your friend,
I'll be your friend.
I'll help you. Yeah, we are.
We know before,
and it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
I'm gonna be somebody to lean on.
AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL 1300 Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, Palm Bay. Nominated Business of the Year by the Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce.
ABC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikleshevsky. Upping the ante on ISIS. President Obama says he'll spell out his strategy to degrade and defeat the Islamic extremists when he addresses the nation on Wednesday. NBC's Richard Engel.
U.S. officials have suggested the plan to defeat ISIS in Syria and Iraq could take 3 years. There are those who say It could take a lot longer.
The president says the plan does not call for U.S. ground troops. That big wildfire in California's Yosemite National Park has grown to 700 acres, forcing the evacuation of scores of hikers. Ranger Carrie Cobb.
Right now, the fire is moving fairly quickly, and we just are not sure what the fire behavior is going to do. So in an effort to keep everybody safe who may be back there, we're just getting them out as quickly as possible.
And a one in a $30 million find off the coast of Maine. Not one, but two rare white lobsters hauled in by fishermen 5 days apart. No drawn butter for these albino crustaceans, both donated to museums. This is NBC News.
AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL Radio News, good morning. I'm Jerry Durney. SpaceX delivered another commercial communication satellite to orbit early Sunday, completing its second launch in just over a month for Hong Kong-based AsiaSat. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off shortly after 1 a.m. Sunday and deployed the satellite a half hour later. The Falcon 9 has now had a successful flight in all 12 attempts since 2010. A Fort Lauderdale man accused of shooting the mother of his children and stealing her car was arrested Saturday night at a Melbourne apartment complex. James Thompson was arrested by members of the Game Over Task Force and U.S. Marshals Service on a Broward County warrant for attempted murder and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. He remains incarcerated without bond at the Brevard County Jail. In the wake of last month's events in Ferguson, Missouri, Brevard County Police Departments are looking to equip their officers with body cameras. Cocoa and Cocoa Beach already use body cameras. West Melbourne last week approved spending over $28,000 to buy cameras for their department. Rockledge will soon seek approval for spending, and most other law enforcement agencies in the county are considering using the technology. And Florida Tech began its football season in dominating fashion over the weekend. The Panthers scored on their first five drives Saturday en route to a 54-12 victory over Stetson. The Panthers will play their first home game this Saturday against Ave Maria. And that's the news update from the Talk to Me station, AM 1300, award-winning WMEL. I'm Jerry Durney. Our Monday forecast has a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 89. The 60% chance for rain continues tonight, 75 for the low. Tuesday's high, 86, with a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday has a 30% chance for rain and a high of 88. It's Herman Cain, weekday mornings at 11 on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Lillian McDermott. Integrative, functional, holistic medicine uses the best that medicine has to offer, and I love doctors who use every tool in their toolbox. Dr. Eudine Harry, MD, has made it her purpose to look beyond traditional medicine and help you heal in the way that's best for you. We can hear Dr. Eudine Harry on my show every third Wednesday of the month from 9 to 10, so mark your calendars and let's take our health back. Did you know that we all have adult stem cells? Did you also know these stem cells can heal our own body? The Back Center at 2222 South Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne offers stem cell injections that may heal your joint, neck, and back pain in a natural way. To learn more about this exciting new technology, go to thebackcenter.net or call 321-723-7716 for an evaluation. Go back to basics at the Back Center.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Oh my goodness, it is Money, Money, Money Monday. And I'm so excited that our teacher today is CPA Dan Henn, and he is here to teach us all about the things we need to know and we're afraid to ask about the IRS, about filing our taxes. And if you would like to reach out to Dan, you can reach out to him at cparockledge.com, or if he's got another link, which is Dan Henn with two N's, cpa.com. That's still, they're still the same ones, right, Dan?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So you can reach him that way, and he is located at 1824 South Fisk Boulevard, Suite 2. 2 in Rockledge, Florida. And I'm telling you, what a godsend. You know, we are supposed to be responsible about everything. And sometimes we don't get taught. We are not taught how to be responsible for our emotions, how to be responsible for the way we speak, by the way we act, and our money. We need to be responsible for our money. And it's such a good blend with the Lynn McDermott Show, because we do need to learn about how to manage our money and how to, the full gamut of it. You know, before we went on the break, Dan had mentioned that, you know, you didn't have to have, the threshold is 10,000 for an individual, 20,000 for a married couple, that you don't have to file your taxes if you make less than that. But, you know, there's another side of that. And so Dan and I were talking briefly around on the break that, you know, that when you go a long time without filing your taxes, that might not be good. So Dan, share a little bit more about, you know, how important it is to do your taxes, even if you're below the threshold, so you can get a little bit of money back.
Well, there's various reasons that people don't file. For example, usually one of the more common ones is sometimes maybe there's an illness in the family, or they're just going through some financial problems and maybe they didn't think they needed to. They didn't think about that they took this big IRA distribution that would cause them to file and have to pay a tax.
Yes.
So there are various reasons why people do it. And whatever the reasons are, they really should go back and consult with somebody to make sure that they don't need to file a tax return. Mm-hmm. Or if they are due some refund, they should go and see somebody, because once you go more than 3 years from the original due date of the tax return, if you're due a refund and you file after that 3-year window, you don't get that refund. The government gets to keep that money. The statute of limitations starts running whether you file a tax return or not. So unfortunately, I have had many people who have had some decent sized refunds, and when you have multiple years of that, it kind of hurts.
I could imagine. However, I hear about people saying, oh, I've got to file an extension. I got to file an extension. What the heck is an extension? When you still have to file your taxes, right?
Yeah. An extension is generally for 6 months, for individuals and for businesses. Partnerships only get 5 months for an extension. In fact, we're coming up on those extended due dates. September 15th is the corporate extension deadline, as well as for partnerships and trusts. And then individuals are due October 15th. Mm-hmm. So everything is only good up to that date. So if you file after those dates, then it's as if you didn't even file the extension. Everything goes back to March 15th or April 15th, you know, depending on the type of return that you're trying to do. So it's important that people try and keep up with their returns and get them done and get them filed on time. Uh-huh. But if you don't, it's still okay, because we can still help people and deal with them. And I don't care what the reason or issues or problems that you had, or even if it was just honestly laziness, come see me, because, you know, I'm not going to pass judgment on you. It's just my job is to help you get these returns done, get them filed, so that we can either A, determine what your tax liability is, how much you owe, or get you that refund back so that you can, you know, use that to help pay bills or whatever it is that you need it for. So now let's take the example of that you don't file a tax return. Mm-hmm. You kind of bury your head in the sand, and then a couple of years later you start receiving these notices that says the IRS thinks that you should have filed a return. Because eventually what they do is they file what's called a substitute for return.
Okay.
So they take the information that they know that's been supplied to them from your W-2s, 1099s, and such, and they create a return.
Yes.
But they don't give you the standard deduction. They don't give you personal exemptions. They don't give you capital gains treatment on anything, and they just sock you with the tax and say that this is what you owe.
Yeah.
And then they eventually, if you don't do that, then they have the ability to start putting liens and levies and stuff like that onto your account.
How much time will it take from the time that because I've heard that the IRS is very slow moving, and so like molasses. So let's say how much time do you think it will take for them to finally catch up where they need to send you a notification?
Well, it depends on how their computer systems are. I mean, in a lot of cases, a lot of their systems that do this number crunching are pretty antiquated.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. No, I mean, I've had a conversation with an IRS agent recently, and she said that they still have the rooms of computers that that you know we don't most businesses don't have nowadays. I mean, everything is on a server that can you know sit on your desk.
Yeah, where's all the money going, Dan? That's so, yeah, all I well, want to do a show
it's,
on that.
It's in bodies.
Show me the money.
It's a number of people that they have, and even then, I just read that they had to cut 5,200 people, which has made their customer service you know slow down. But you know, anyway, that you know, trying to get to get people to deal with these notices because you get this notice that says, "Hey, you need to file," or something's going on that they you know. And a lot of people will sometimes you know do the so-called proverbial bury their head in the sand, sweep it under the rug, and that's just the wrong thing to do. I mean, I have a good story here I read. I just was at the IRS has a what they call a tax forum, and they have this every year. They have like five different ones every year, and they've had one in Orlando for probably the last 10 or 15, and I've been to the last, I think, 7 or 8. And somebody had this book and had an article in there about a story about a guy who started working, and he just didn't file his tax returns.
Okay.
And then he sort of started coming down with some disease that could eventually become fatal.
Okay.
And he needed to get into this experimental program to get involved, and he needed $10,000. Well, come to find out that, you know, he needed to they slapped liens and levies, and he couldn't get a loan because of this. And
why didn't he file his taxes?
I forget the exact reason, but I think it was just more of a laziness in the initial instance. And then this diagnosis later came about and caused him problems, and then he could get into this experimental program. But they ended up having to go to the IRS and having to, you know, plead the case, and eventually got the IRS to see the case that the guy didn't end up owing the money that he owed, and it turns out that he was able to get like $9,000 back out of a bunch of years. So he had the
He only can go back 3 years, though. Can you imagine all the money he lost?
Well, potentially. I don't remember how many years, you know, back, but he at least got 9,000 of the 10 he needed. I mean, this was life-saving money.
Yeah.
I mean, this or at least the potential to at least extend
his
life. But
you will file the taxes from now on.
Yeah. So that's the type of thing that, you know, unfortunately, he's probably not working now and probably doesn't necessarily need to file, but you know, those are the types of situations. I mean, another good example is, you know, people want to buy a house. What do they ask for when you want to buy a house?
Yeah.
They ask for your tax returns.
Yep.
So if you haven't filed a tax return, you know, that's
you're
one
not
thing
making
too.
Money. That's
another example on the other flip side is, you know, bankruptcy. If you need to file bankruptcy, they want to have your tax returns too. And unfortunately, I've had people who have come to me and said, "Hey, I need to file bankruptcy, you know, but I haven't filed my returns in 6, 7, 8 years."
Whoa.
And so we have to catch them up.
So how do you catch them up? Dan, do you actually go back every year and you file the taxes?
Yep, we go through and back, and even if you didn't have a refund, it's okay. But if you owed, then the IRS still expects you to pay that. So what ends up happening is that people will come into me and we have a conversation, kind of find out, we'll get a lay of the land, try to see what the last tax return that they did file and see what it looked like. Then I will have them sign a power of attorney, which gives me the authority to talk to the IRS directly on their behalf and gather information. So I can get copies of transcripts, which is basically anything to what we call the wage and income transcript. What does the IRS have on record for them as far as 1099s, W-2s, that kind of stuff. And then I can see what's been filed. Then I go to them and find out what certain deductions and things that aren't.
Oh, so you can,
aren't
that's
there.
Where you become a CSI.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Then it's trying to put the puzzle together and creating a tax return and determining whether or not they owe or have a refund and try and get them current. Then the next step is, once we've determined what the tax liability, the next step is going into what we call tax resolution, which is now you owe a bunch of years and you owe a bunch of money, and talking and I deal with the collections department on your behalf on trying to set something up, whether it's like, let's say, for example, you have the wherewithal to pay it, then we create at least a minimum an installment agreement. An installment agreement is just basically a loan with the IRS that you're making a stated monthly payment over the course of generally 5 to 7 years, because you have it. They have a 10-year statute of limitation of collections, but that's not until the liability is being established. So if you've never filed a return, the statute of limitations doesn't run.
Oh.
So if you wait 3 years to do that, you still got 10 years from that 3-year time frame.
So what I'm hearing you say is that the IRS can only go back 10 years. Now I thought it was 7 years.
No, they, in general, when it comes back to auditing a return, they can generally go back 3 years.
3 years.
However, if you've omitted more than 25% of the income on your return and they find that out, they can go back as far as 6 years.
Mm.
And so that's where usually we tell people most of the time, keep your record 7 years. Just to be safe. And I always tell people, keep the tax returns indefinitely, because sometimes there's information on there that may be important, number of years down the line. But as far as the actual underlying documents, you keep them at least 7 years.
Okay. So the documents that support the tax, is that what you're saying? The documents that support this? So if I have receipts and things like that, I need to keep those receipts.
Correct. If you if you're taking expenses on, say, a Schedule C or expenses on a rental property, then you want to make sure that you're keeping those records. If you're taking deductions related to a home office, then that expands it even further, because now you're adding your water bill and your electric bill and your mortgage, interest payment and stuff like that. And so you want to make sure you're keeping all of those, that documentation, and you're keeping that the 7 years. But from the standpoint of the liability, so we've filed a return, you've established a liability, and you haven't paid it. Now, if somehow you can manage to get past the 10 years, then it lops off. It just falls off. You don't owe them anything. It's not debt forgiveness. It just goes away.
Okay.
And there are some instances in which that happens. I currently have a client that's in what's called the currently non-collectible status, which means that he just doesn't have the wherewithal to pay, but he doesn't have any other assets or anything that the government can get.
Yeah.
And so basically they're not currently going after him for collections, and we periodically have to file financial information with him, because in his case, he owes over $50,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I've got so many questions for you, Dan, because if someone's about to file bankruptcy, how can they afford to go back and recreate all those years of income tax returns, especially if you're going to have to piece it together? How much is that going to cost someone?
Well, it depends on what's involved. And how big things are.
Yeah, because if I'm going to file bankruptcy, I'm going to be hurting for money.
Yeah, I mean, I just charged one guy. I did this last year ago. I think it was over $4,000 to do like 7 years worth of back tax returns, because he was trying to file bankruptcy.
That's awesome. That's really good. Because I know when we had a business, how much we would pay when we had a CPA do our taxes. And that's pretty good. I like your price.
No, and it's one of those things that too. I mean, if you look at what you would pay to have the return done originally, it would be a whole lot cheaper doing it up front than you do in arrears down the line.
Absolutely.
Not to mention that now you're also paying late payment penalties, late filing penalties. Late filing penalty is 5% per month, and the late payment penalty is 1% per month. And once you go number of months down the line, then your penalties can be almost as much as the tax.
Okay, so you're filing bankruptcy. You cannot include the money you owe for the IRS in that?
There are certain circumstances in which you can.
Oh, yeah?
But generally, if you're in that type of instance where you're just now filing returns and you're just now establishing the liability, in general, most of the time, that's not going to be dischargeable in the bankruptcy.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that's not totally my area of expertise in the in the bankruptcy area.
Mm-hmm.
Because all I was doing for this gentleman was just filing his return so that somebody could handle that. Usually I leave that to the bankruptcy attorney. But yes, there is a possibility that it can be discharged. But I would just say when it comes to the IRS and the taxes, more than likely not.
Okay.
But keep in mind too that, through this whole process, a lot of times the IRS will file liens against you in the county. So they go to the clerk of the court, they file a tax lien, and anything that you sell in that county. So if you go to sell your house or whatever, they're going to get their money. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come out of the proceeds of the sale, assuming there are proceeds to be had.
Yeah.
So anything that you sell, they can attach to and collect their monies.
You know, it seems like to me, this is my, after talking about this, I mean, I really did not know. I'm shocked about the threshold that if you're below 10,000, if you're single, and below 20,000, if you're married or you're filing joint, that you don't have to file your taxes. To me, it would make sense to file my taxes no matter what. Can somebody file their tax even if they don't have a job?
Didn't have any kind of income like that, and generally most people, the only people I see like that are usually people who are getting Social Security, mm-hmm. and that's the only thing that they're getting, then I probably wouldn't bother.
So you don't have to file taxes when you have Social Security income?
Yeah, if the only thing you have is Social Security, then no. That, you know, you're not going to rise to the level where your Social Security is going to be taxable, or it's going to get you over that threshold. And even if you did want to, there are free resources for people like that, because you're generally going to be below a filing income, a certain threshold. There's like the VITA program, mm-hmm. That the IRS runs. You can usually they're at libraries and things like that during tax season. And they can do your tax return for free.
Now, if you have Social Security and you also have investments, what about that?
Well, it depends, again, on the threshold. Usually the bottom threshold is about $25,000. Once you have $25,000 of other income, so that could be pension or IRA distributions, that if you're in that threshold, then it starts making your Social Security taxable. And so you're getting now to the point where you're going to need to at least file a return, whether or not you really still owe a tax or not, mm-hmm. you know, is going to depend on certain factors and how the numbers flow.
Okay. So, but what I'm getting here is, no matter what, don't get behind on filing your taxes.
Yeah, definitely don't get behind. I mean, it's, you know, if you're below the threshold, then there's no reason for you to do it. But I'm going to say most people, at least most people that I encounter, there's usually at least some reason that they should file, whether they're above the threshold,
yeah,
whether
they're
expecting a refund.
Yeah.
So there are many things that you'd want to do. And even at that, you've at least, it's kind of like, you know, just sending it in, you know, puts them on notice that, hey, you filed something and you don't need
to. Yes. Okay. And then the next thing I got from this is, if you get any notification from the IRS, don't ignore it.
Yes. Don't ignore it. And I just generally would say that, especially if it's something that you're not expecting, seek a professional, you know, in that regard, which along that lines, mm-hmm. if you ever get a refund check that you weren't expecting, seek a professional. Because
because responsibility.
Yes. Well, that's a very good thing on the responsibility side, because you'd be surprised. I mean, I had a case where I had set somebody up an installment plan for a business. Mm-hmm. They had some back payroll taxes due to some, you know, theft in the company that happened. And so I was helping them catch up, and they were making $2,000 a month payments to catch up on these back taxes.
Oof.
Well, it turned out that they also had the individual, ended up having to owe money too. Uh-huh. But the wife was paying everything out of the business account. And so when she was using QuickBooks, and QuickBooks remembers the last time you wrote the check to the person, mm-hmm. and everything associated with it. Uh-huh. Well, the last check she wrote was the one with his Social Security number on it. And so when she wrote this next $2,000 check, she didn't change it to the employer ID number. And so it had his Social Security number on it.
Yikes.
So the IRS, they didn't owe that much money individually. So when she started making the next two, or I think actually she made like five payments under the Social Security number, and that's where they're going to post it.
Yeah.
And they didn't owe this money. And then they ended up having an IRS agent, local revenue officer, show up, and he's talking to me and asking me, where their money, the IRS's money, because they hadn't paid anything in a while.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, they gave me all this proof that they made these payments. And then when I tracked it down, and it turned out these two payments got posted to the account, two payments got posted to their individual account for 1 year, in the year that they owed the money. Somehow another payment got posted to another year, and then two payments got put somewhere else. And then this was a funny story, because the guy ends up, you know, telling me later, he says, "Who's Annette?" I said, "I don't know. Who's Annette?" and he's telling me it's the guy's ex-wife. And apparently two of the payments got posted to her account.
Oh, man.
I don't know how that one happened, but
it's a good thing that you were there.
Yes, and they ended up getting the money back, and we all ended up you know, getting it properly posted, except for two payments that they sent a refund check to them, and she took the money and cashed it. And then once it's done like that, I there's nothing I can do about it. Had she come to me with the check, I could have sent it back and said, hey, this got posted wrong, and, you know, apply this and reduce the penalties
and
interest.
Yeah, I guess people are just hopeful that, you know, maybe they won the lottery or something.
But, but if you see, if you receive that check and you cash it and it's not your money, you owe that back.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, most people will do that. It's found money and then they spend it.
Yeah.
And then now you're in this, you know, this position where you didn't owe money and
so
now you owe.
If you get something from the IRS, check it out, right? And you would be a great source for that. And I'm getting that you can negotiate on our behalf with the IRS as well if you get power of attorney. So that's great information. And that's why it's important to go to a CPA to file the taxes. And for you, my listening friends, Dan Henn, CPA. CPA is in Rockledge. He's at 1824 South Fisk Boulevard, Suite 2, and that's Rockledge, Florida. And you can also reach out to him at cparockledge.com. You know, Dan, it is so informative. I mean, this is our second Money Monday, and you're going to be on the first Monday of the month. Because of Labor Day, you were not here. We did the best of, and we played you, so you got two in the month of September. So we got to hear twice as much of Dan this month. But any last-minute words of wisdom about filing our taxes that you'd like to share?
You know, just the thing is that document thing as you go, write notes on receipts, scan the documents in so you have even a double copy, or destroy the paper copy. Just make sure you're backing your computer up, and just make sure that you're keeping your records good so that when the time comes, and then we haven't even talked about identity theft. And
we'll do that next time. How about that?
That's another thing that you want to make sure you file your return early. Because there's a lot of people that have access to social security numbers, dates of birth, the simple things that you need to be able to file a tax return.
That's right.
So, you know, you want to make sure that you've got all your things together so you can file as early as possible.
Oh, that would be a great show. Next time, can we talk a little bit about identity?
Yeah, we can talk more about that next
time. Dan Henn, you are fabulous. Thank you so much for being our Money Monday guy.
It's great to be here.
Yes, it is really wonderful to have you. And you know, for you, my listening friends, reach out to Dan or reach out to me if you have any questions about Money Monday, or if you have any questions for Dan, you can reach me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com. And again, if I don't get back to you right away, it's probably because something is going on. So resend your email until you hear from me. This weekend, I found out that someone had been reaching out to me and I had not been able to get a hold of them. But there's something intermittent going on. Please hold on and work with me on this one. But Dan Henn's number is 321-684-7800. And thank you again.
Yes, thank you.
For being on the show. And for you, my listening friends, hey, don't mess with taxes. Death and taxes. You can't mess with that.
Right.
That's, you know, so Dan's your guy. And thank you so much for listening today. Good News Naturally is next with Tom Sokoloff. So stay tuned for him. And please remember, we have a date. So join me weekday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. And worldwide, go to that whenyouneedafriend.com. Become a subscriber. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Show are intended specifically for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
Our Monday forecast has a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 89. The 60% chance for rain continues tonight, 75 for the low. Tuesday's high, 86, with a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday has a 30% chance for rain and a high of 88. It's Herman Cain, weekday mornings at 11 on AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
Herman Cain.
When I heard Vice President Biden say to one Detroit area crowd,
"It's time to take back America," as was said. It's time to change the tax code. It's time to make sure you get equal share.
I had to pick myself up off the floor.
Herman Cain.
Who are you all going to take it back from?
yourselves?
Solutions for a Better America.
It's Herman Cain, weekday mornings at 11 on AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL, Cocoa Beach.